as Mahat Vimahat Tattva Aham Rupaha, the false ego, Trivrit, the three modes of material nature, Panchavidaha, the five material elements, Swara, the individual consciousness, Ekadasha Vidaha, the 11 senses, Tasya, of the living entity, Vapuhu, the material body, Andam, the Brahmanda, Jagat, the universe, Yataha, from which or from whom? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. From the total energy, the Mahat Tattva, I have manifested the false ego, the three modes of material nature, the five material elements, the individual consciousness, the 11 senses, and the material body. Similarly, the entire universe has come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anuvad. Mere Mahatattva Ya Samagra Shakti Se Ahankar Tinam Gun Panchong Tattva Chaitana Gyarak Indriyam Tata Sharira Utpana Kiya Kiye Hain. Isi Prakar, मुझ भगवान से ही सारा ब्रह्मांड प्रकट हुआ. Purport. The Supreme Lord is described as Mahat Pada, which means that the total material energy known as the Mahat Tattva is lying at His lotus feet. The origin or the total energy of the cosmic manifestation is the Mahat Tattva. From the Mahat Tattva, all the other 24 divisions have sprung, namely the 11 senses, including the mind, the five sense objects, the five material elements, and then consciousness, intelligence, and false ego. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of the Mahat Tattva. And therefore, in one sense, because everything is an emanation from the Supreme Lord, there is no difference between the Lord and the cosmic manifestation. But at the same time, the cosmic manifestation is different from the Lord. The word Swarat is very significant here. Swarat means independent. The Supreme Lord is independent, and the individual soul is also independent. Although there is no comparison between the two qualities of independence, the living entity is minutely independent, and the Supreme Lord is fully independent. As the individual soul has a material body made of the five elements and the senses, the Supreme Independent Lord similarly has the gigantic body of the universe. The individual body is temporary. Similarly, the entire universe, which is considered to be the body of the Supreme Lord, is also temporary. And both the individual and universal bodies are products of the Mahat Tattva. One has to understand the differences with intelligence. Everyone knows that his material body has developed from a spiritual spark. And similarly, the universal body has developed from the supreme spark, super soul. As the individual body develops from the individual soul, The gigantic body of the universe develops from the Supreme Soul. Just as the individual soul has consciousness, the Supreme Soul is also conscious. But although there is a similarity between the consciousness of the Supreme Soul and the consciousness of the individual soul, the individual soul's consciousness is limited, whereas the consciousness of the Supreme Soul is unlimited. This is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Kshetragyam Chapi Mam Vidhi. The Super Soul is present in every field of activity, just as the individual soul is present in the individual body. Both of them are conscious. The difference is that the individual soul is conscious of the individual body only, whereas the Super Soul is conscious of the total number of individual bodies. Parameshwar ko mahat pad ke roop mein varnit kiya gaya hai, jiska artha hai ki samagra bhautik shakti jise mahat tattva kehte hain unke charan kamalon par leti hai. Drishya jagat ki utpatti ya samagra shakti mahat tattva hai. Mahat tattva se hi anya 24 vibhag hue jo is prakar hai: gyarak indriyam, man samita, panch vishara, panch tattva, chetana, buddhi tata ahankar. Chunki Bhagavan hi mahat tattva ke karana swarup hai, atah ek prakar se pratyek vastu parameshwara se udbhuta hai. Atah Bhagavan evam drishya jagat mein koi antar nahi hai. Kintu usi ke saath hi drishya jagat Bhagavan se bhinna hai. Yah par swarat shabd atyanta mahatvapurna hai. Iska artha hai swatantra. Parameshwara swatantra hai, aur jeev bhi swatantra hai. Phir bhi in donon prakar hi swatantrata mein koi samya nahi hai. Kyunki jeev kuch kuch swatantra hai, aur Bhagavan purna swarup hai swatantra hai. Jis prakar pratyek jeev ke bhautik sharira hota hai, jo panch tattvon tatha indriyam se niyamita hai, उसी तरह यह ब्रह्मांड परम स्वतंत्र भगवान के विराट शरीर है. शरीर नाशवान है, उसी तरह परमेश्वर का शरीर रूपी संपूर्ण ब्रह्मांड भी नाशवान है, और ये दोनों प्रकार के शरीर महत्त्व से ही बने हैं. अतः बुरी से इस अंतर को समझना चाहिए. हर व्यक्ति जानता है कि उसका शरीर एक दिव्य स्पुरिंग से उत्पन्न हुआ है. इसी प्रकार विराट शरीर परमात्मा या परम स्पुरिंग से उत्पन्न हुआ. जिस प्रकार प्रत्येक शरीर आत्मा से उत्पन्न है, इसी प्रकार यह ब्रह्मांड रूपी विराट शरीर परमात्मा से उत्पन्न है. जिस प्रकार प्रत्येक आत्मा चेतना से युक्त है, उसी तरह परमात्मा भी है. इस प्रकार परमात्मा तथा आत्मा में साम्य होने पर भी आत्मा की चेतना सीमित है और परमात्मा की असीम है. इसका वर्णन भगवद गीता में इस प्रकार हुआ है: क्षेत्रज्ञम चापि माम विधि. परमात्मा प्रत्येक कर्म क्षेत्र में उपस्थित रहता है, जिस प्रकार की प्रत्येक शरीर में आत्मा रहता है. दोनों ही चेतना है. अंतर इतना ही है कि व्यष्टि आत्मा केवल व्यष्टि शरीर के प्रति चेतना है, जबकि परमात्मा समस्त शरीरों के प्रति है.
Chapter 14 of the Gita,
Krishna describes, chapter 13, I'm sorry, of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes the philosophy of the Kshetra and the Kshetrajna, the field and the knower of the field. Arjuna asked to hear about this. It's the understanding of spirit and matter. Because existence in this world involves the combination of spirit and matter. If we look at the material world just as matter, as they try to do in the modern sciences, as they teach about in school, in my country, they're not allowed to teach about religion in the schools in America. No teaching about religion. No teaching about the spiritual existence of the soul. Only what is happening to matter, to the dead material energy, only that can be taught about. That is scientific, supposedly. So from that kind of materialistic science point of view, there's only a world of matter, and spirit doesn't matter. And then there's a spiritual world, which is real, but we don't have experience about it. They probably didn't teach us anything about it in our school. Only when we met Prabhupada and his devotees, did we ever hear about the real spiritual world. In that spiritual world, which is real, there's no matter, only spirit. Spirit souls and spiritual energy. Everything is alive. Everything is conscious. Everything is full of bliss. That is spiritual world. So in the material world, there's no spirit. In the materialistic view of this world, there's no spirit, although it is there. And in the spiritual world, there actually is no matter. But there's a world that we're living in. We're not, unfortunately, now living in the spiritual world. We have been sent away from that place, and we've come to this material world. But we're also not living in a world of pure matter. This is not the real world. The real world is a mixture, the actual world we're living in. Apareya mitastvanyam prakritim vidime param jiva bhutam mahabaho yahidam dharigetitik jagat. Beyond the material elements, in this world there is another shakti, another energy, and that is the jiva. What is the jiva? Show me jiva. You are the jiva. Look in the mirror. Or just sit there and be aware of your consciousness. You're asking me the question, what is this jiva? I don't see any jiva. So who's asking the question? Who is thinking this doubt? Who is denying there's any jiva? You, the jiva! The jiva is saying there's no jiva. You can't do that. If the jiva says there's no jiva, he's telling a lie. He's telling something that's not true, because he's the jiva, he's saying it. So here in this world, there is the jiva. You're the jiva saying, where's the jiva? Just like the story, I forget which Upanishad, but the guru was testing how smart his disciple was. Can you really see things clearly? So he tested him. He said, here, we're outside, we're in this room, or we're outside in the street. How many people are there here? So the student looked around, he saw the teacher, he saw eight other men standing on the street. He said, nine people are here. And the teacher laughed and said, no, wrong. Dasharas Tomasi, you're the tenth. You didn't count yourself. So there's 10 people here, not 9. It's not very smart to ignore the fact that you're a living spirit, even though you're surrounded by dead matter. Aparayasi tastvanyam, there's another energy above, different than the dead matter. My energy, Krishna says. Jiva Bhutam. And he identifies, it's the living being, the jiva. Whose every body that's alive has a jiva inside it. You don't see the jiva, but you see that the bodies are alive. You can see the difference between a live body and a dead body. So that is a symptom of the presence of the jiva. And you can see yourself directly as a live living being. And you can see the symptoms of life. Consciousness, feelings. And what you maybe don't know is that the soul is also eternal. You may say it's not eternal, but it is. You will live forever. Satchit Ananda. This is the quality of the jiva. So it is different than matter. Matter is not consciousness. Matter has no pain and pleasure. Even if you program your computer to say, I feel good, I feel bad, you push the key and the computer says, oh, ow, that hurts. But you made a program to say that. The computer doesn't really feel any pain. Did you put your finger on the screen? And the computer complains, hey, you're poking me. But that's just a game. The computer doesn't really feel any pain. Because it's dead matter. Matter doesn't feel. Pleasure, pain. Has no consciousness. And matter is always changing, and nothing that's created of matter will last forever. Everything is temporary. But actual life in this world, the jiva is living surrounded by matter. His own body is made out of matter. And he has to suffer because of that. Especially because the material, deluding energy of God makes him think that he's also matter. Yaya samohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam paro pi manute anartam takpitam jami padyate. Deluded by maya, we think that we are a product of the three modes of nature. We think we are this body. Takpitam jami padyate. And we have to suffer because of that confusion. Because you cannot be happy if you're living just to satisfy the body. If you're working hard just to put food in your belly, and food in the belly of your wife and children, then you will not live a happy life. Because you're forgetting the real purpose of life, and working very hard for temporary things that are not important. So as this verse is discussing, we have to understand the real nature of spirit as different from matter. And also the difference between the small jiva spirit and the supreme paramatma. They are not the same. The jiva and the paramatma are similar in quality, but different in quantity. The Prabhupada talks about Swatantra, independent. Now, of course, God is completely independent. If anybody else can control him, then that other person is God, not him. Just like you have a man who's president of the country, but actually he's controlled by somebody else, then he's not the real president. Woodrow Wilson was the president of the United States in the 19 during the First World War. He was one of the best presidents that the American country ever had. But it was such a struggle for him. His health suffered. And after the end of the First World War, he tried to make the League of Nations, like the United Nations, but it failed. And he was very frustrated. So I think in the year 1920, he suffered a stroke and he became completely invalid. Practically, he became a vegetable. He was practically almost dead. In the same year, Lenin also had a stroke. And he was, but they, you know, what they should have done, they should have made somebody else the president because he could not function. He could not do his work. Actually, the law says that. If the president cannot do his job, then the vice president or someone, or the secretary of state, somebody else should act as president. But his wife was very strong. And she made a plan with some of the other ministers that they won't tell anybody that the president cannot even talk, cannot even move. He's lying in bed. The wife became the president. She took over, in fact. And for over a year, she was running the country, even unofficially, and nobody else knew it. So everyone thought he's the president, but someone else is actually running the country, his wife. So he's not independent. He's actually practically dead. The real independent person is the person who's really in control. But you cannot say that about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's nobody else in control of him. His wife is not controlling him. You say he's controlled by love, but actually he's completely independent. He lets his devotees control him because he wants to, but if he didn't want to, he doesn't have to. So, what does it mean when Prabhupada says that the jiva is also svatantra, independent? What does that mean? My wife can control me. I'm not God. So, what kind of independent am I? Prabhupada explains that actually. He says minute independence, small part of independence. Like you take a dog and you give him the whole backyard. He can be master of the backyard. If anybody goes over the fence, he can bite that person. But you put him on a leash, a chain, you know, 20 meters long, he cannot go outside the backyard. So he has a small field, kshetra, where he's the Lord. He's independent. But that's limited independence. The master has determined that's the limit of his independence. And if he bites the master in the backyard, the master can get angry at him, and next day he'll lock him in a room and he'll have no independence. So the independence of the jiva is very limited and it's tentative. God can give you more and he can take some of it away. Actually, God has assigned this responsibility to his material energy to decide who gets how much independence. Under the control of Maya and her agents, everyone in this world is being given a certain amount of independence. The demigods are very obedient and useful servants to the Supreme Lord. So they have a lot of independence. They can control whole planets. Just like if a man is vice president of the corporation, he has so much power. He can drive whatever car he wants to drive. He can take 10 people to serve him at any time. He has 20 telephones. So much power and independence. But there are those who are even much more powerful. Lokapalas, lord of a whole planet. And then those who are sinful, they get put into very restricted life where there's very little independence. Someone is born as a poor man in a poor country. He can hardly find food to eat. He has to struggle to make a few, you know, coins a day to feed his family. Or he's not even a human being. He's put into an animal or a vegetable body. He stands as a tree, cannot even move. So little independence. He has his independence. He can turn his leaf toward the sun this way, or if the sun moves, he can turn his leaf the other way. That's the extent of his independence. If the water's on that side, he can turn his roots that side. So he has a little bit of independence. But if a man comes with an axe to cut him down, he cannot even say a word to complain. He cannot move away. So there's various degrees of independence of the jivas, and it's determined by the powers of Maya. Independence, but relative and very small independence. And the Supreme Soul is fully conscious. The small soul, the jiva, is also conscious, but not fully conscious. Partly conscious. Even the liberated jiva doesn't know everything. We understand that even the liberated souls, their knowledge is only partial. Only God knows everything. Abhigyat Swarat. Jai Shri Krishna Balaram Shri Gaur Nitai Ki. The Supreme Lord is Abhigya and Swarat. He knows everything and he's completely independent. He has all powers. The living entity has consciousness, but not, he doesn't know everything. He has ability, but not absolute ability. He's dependent on the Supreme Lord. He has to take shelter of the Supreme Lord, otherwise he cannot live a proper life. We cannot be successful. We cannot be happy. We cannot even understand properly anything unless we connect ourselves in a service relationship with the Supreme Soul. So that's basically what this verse was talking about. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments?
Yeah. Thank you.
Question is such, when a living entity, even after getting some instructions, and you know that it's a tenth offense, will remain attached to material things.
Yes.
Even after after getting so many instructions,
yes.
Still we can see that the tendency is such that we still have, the living entity has attachment to material.
Yes.
Surrounding. What is the reason? Even by knowing it, still acting.
Well, because the power of attraction is stronger than us. It's not by our own power that we're attracted, attached. That we could overcome, but it is a much greater force than our own power that is making us addicted, obsessed, and helplessly attached to material things. We cannot control our attachment. Because it is a power beyond us and much stronger than us. The power of Maya. Mami Raye Prabhadyote, Maya Me Tantarantite. You can only get free from that power of Maya by taking shelter of the higher power, the personal, spiritual energy of God. So failure to actually take shelter of the divine Bhakti Shakti. Only by taking shelter of Krishna in devotional service can you get free from the attachments of illusion. If we don't actually take shelter, then we won't actually become free. There was a thing that people said back in the Soviet Union. The economy was not very good. They said, we pretend to work and they pretend to pay us. Because you know, anyway, so the same idea, that if you pretend to surrender to Krishna, then Maya will pretend to let you go. Yeah, you know, you won't, if you don't really take shelter of Krishna, then you won't really become free. So that's the problem. You know, the solution is to take complete shelter of Krishna's spiritual energy, and to work and live just to make Krishna happy. Then you become free from all these attachments. But if we only pretend to do that, then Maya will only pretend to let us go free. Okay. Okay. Any other question? Okay, thank you. Om Hare Krishna Srila Prabhupada Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.